Blog Talk Radio.
About it. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio today. And today we have a special show for just 1 hour of power today, praise the Lamb of God, due to the holiday season. Yes, it is Thanksgiving, and we have so much to be thankful for. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for all that he has done. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, hallelujah. Yes, for his goodness towards the children of men. I tell you, God has been good, and we rejoice in his goodness, and we give thanks unto him for all of his benefits towards us, because nobody else has blessed us, praise the Lamb of God, and has cared for us, protected us, watched over us, but our God. And for that, we have to give him some thanks. So this is a Thanksgiving show today. Just 1 hour today, Thanksgiving show. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because I have to cook, too. Praise the Lord. I got some cleaning and cooking to do. Praise God. The kids are coming over and all of that. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet, I have to do that too. I know y'all think I can't cook, but I can. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, bless the Lord for each of you that's chiming in today. You're listening to the show via the internet. You want to call in. They've been getting on me because I've been giving this number out. Error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live listening audience today. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. If anybody wants to give a shout out to God today about his goodness, you can. You can. Yes, you can. Push one on your dial and just tell us about the goodness of God and why you are so grateful unto him. Gratitude should be expressed unto God. Yes, it should. Gratitude should be expressed unto God, praise the Lamb of God, for all of his expressions of kindness towards us, his people, praise the Lamb of God. And many people don't want to take the time out to express thanksgiving anymore. I think the saints of God should be more elated at Thanksgiving and Christmas than anybody. Yeah, because God has done so much for us to be thankful for. Hallelujah, when you look back over your life, nobody brought you this far but God. Hallelujah, you know that. Yes, Lord, and when you look ahead, the expectation is on him to continue to carry you on. Yes, it is. Praise the Lamb of God. In this season of Thanksgiving, in this Yuletide season, it's our responsibility as believers to hold the Lord up high. Praise the Lamb of God. To make his name great. To make his name resound from the heavens. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Concerning his goodness towards us. I am going to praise him. No matter who don't, I'm going to give them thanks no matter who don't. Praise the Lamb of God. Even in my prayer this morning, nothing but thanksgiving. I ain't asked them for a thing, just giving them thanks for my children, giving them thanks for being alive, thanking him, hallelujah, for the coffee and the bean. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Sometimes you just ought to stop and just thank God for what he has done and what he is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you today. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live. We are in the studio with a Thanksgiving presentation today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for all that he has done. Hallelujah. And certainly, he has done more than we can tell. Anybody want to give that Thanksgiving shout out to the Lord today? You can do so. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to move right along here. Praise the Lord. We're praying today for those who are sick and shut in, those who are, praise the Lamb of God, who are all alone. Hallelujah. Loneliness is something that a lot of people battle during the holiday season, and I am here to let you know you're never alone. Jesus is always with you. The Holy Spirit is always with you. Praise the Lamb of God. And holidays is a time of depression. For a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, due to the fact of that they lost loved ones during the season, or, praise the Lamb of God, their loved ones are gone on, and they wish to God that their loved ones was here with them. Well, brothers and sisters, I say it every year. I'll say it again, praise the Lamb of God. I've lost loved ones, too. My mother's gone on. I've lost brothers. My sister who raised me in my mother's house is gone on to be with the Lord, and many other loved ones and friends. But this I know, praise the Lamb of God, they are with the Lord. So I rejoice and give God thanks for all of those, praise the Lamb of God, who have gone on before, who are with the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, for the expression of love that they showed unto me and the time that God gave me with them. I don't go into a depression. I go into a rejoicing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I wish somebody here knew what I was talking about today. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, that you ought to be thankful. Don't go into depression. Go into rejoicing. Hallelujah for the good thing God has done as he has given you time to be with your loved ones. Praise the Lamb of God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice, praise the Lamb of God. But we're praying for those, hallelujah, whose faith is weak in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us are stressed out about a number of things. We're praying for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to ask Bertha Pruitt, if she would, to push one on her down today and lead us in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I see she's in queue today. If she would just push one on her down today and lead the saints in prayer, Bertha, if you would. Praise the Lamb of God. How you doing, Bertha? We didn't give you a vacation.
I'm fine. I'm wonderful. Wise and better.
Hallelujah. Bertha, come on, tell us. Give me some Thanksgiving cheer today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What are you thanking God for in this season?
I am thanking God, most of all, first for freedom and victory. It's one thing to have victory, but it's another thing to walk in the freedom of your victory. And I thank God for that because what I've been going through is that, you know, I'm not going to tell the whole testimony, but God broke the chains. I cut the head off some fears and some demons that had been had me bound and struggling that I did not know about, I had forgot about for almost 15 years, but praise be unto God, it's over. I have my freedom and my victory, and I give all the glory to God because I am totally free in Jesus.
My God, my God. I tell you, it's so much to be thankful for. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm thanking God for PSM International. I'm thanking God for those that's on the page. These 4 years has been a tremendous blessing, praise the Lamb of God, to so many people. And I'm just rejoicing in God that he elected and chose me to do what I do, praise the Lamb of God, along with the assistance of our administrators, intercessors, and those who are on the page and those who will help us. Praise the Lamb of God as a part of the PSMI team. But I'm just so grateful. God, I mean, he could have chose anybody to do what he does. Hallelujah, when he does what he does, but he chose me. And I am excited about it. Come on, Bertha, take us to the King this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, most holy, everlasting, and righteous Father. Father God, I come before your throne in grace and mercy now. God, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins, knowing and unknowing. Father God, of every evil thought, every wrong thought, every wicked deed. Forgive me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse me in your precious blood, oh God. And God, then you take me through the refiner's fire and purify my mind, my heart, and my spirit. God, that I'll be worthy to come before your throne and go beyond the veil into the Holy of Holies as I commission your God, your throne, for your people. God, as I stand in the gap interceding for the people of PSMI, God, for Apostle Paul Shakespeare, for Prophet Sanders, for the intercessors, the admins, oh God, the education department, God, for your people everywhere, for your leaders, oh God, spiritually and politically, God, allow me access to enter into your throne room and incline your ear to our prayers, oh God. Father God, now in the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God. I thank you because you are a loving God. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your goodness, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for your watching over us, oh God. Your God covered us all night long. Thank you, God, as we slept, your word watched over us. God, you didn't let the enemy come in. Revivals of thieves, the murderers, you bind them, oh God. You held back their hands. You stayed them, oh God.
I'm out of trouble.
Thank you. praise, oh God, because you're so worthy of it, oh God. We ask these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and your Son. We give you glory, hallelujah. Amen, God. Amen, God. Amen, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Good day. Awesome,
hallelujah,
God.
Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You,
we give you praise.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yoshalelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel
Fill the right with harvest.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The harvest is plentiful.
Oh, bless your holy name.
But the laborers are few. But we say no.
Hallelujah.
More, no more.
Thank
we
you,
are people, we will rise and we will go, we will go.
We will go.
We'll go to the
Hallelujah.
Name.
Lord, we will go. Yes, we will. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is a harvest to be gotten. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are the children of God. It's our responsibility to work the harvest. Praise the Lamb of God. I am so grateful to you, Bertha, for being here with us today and for, praise the Lamb of God, praying with us on the show today and leading us in prayer. Prayer is so much needed in our society, in our world today. I know, praise God, that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can even ask or expect. And in this season of gratitude, praise the Lamb of God, we have to come to the place, hallelujah, of looking at under a microscope the little things that God has done for us. A lot of people look at all the big stuff and, oh, the Lord gave me a house and the Lord gave me this and a car and a promotion on the job. But the little things that God has done for us, praise the Lamb of God, from just allowing your house not to burn down in the night while you're sleeping. And that's a big thing, but, you know, people see that it's small. People don't get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for watching over the house all night long. Praise the Lamb of God. There are some things that God does, and I think on a day like this, praise the Lamb of God, being the eve of Thanksgiving, we should set our hearts, praise the Lamb of God, to give thanks to God about some of the things that we never mentioned to him. The next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, to give thanks for your family members. Hallelujah. Don't let it be a time of eating, a time everybody just coming together eating and drinking, but let it be a time of reflecting, a time of even sharing with each other how grateful you are for one another. Praise the Lamb of God. How you love your brother, how you love your sister. Oh, come on now. How you love your parents. Praise the Lamb of God. A time of reflecting and giving thanks one for another and finding purpose and reason. Our families would be stronger. Praise the Lamb of God. Our unity would be greater if we understood the power and the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, of being grateful just for one another. God has strategically placed us together. Hallelujah. Yes, he has, for a purpose. And a lot of families miss their purpose and become dysfunctional one with another, praise the Lamb of God. We have the opportunity to reverse these kind of curses. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I can't wait till all my children gather tomorrow so I can speak over them, reminding them who they are in God. Hallelujah. And letting them know how grateful I am that God gave each and every one of them to me, the Father. That is a blessing to me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just hope and pray, hallelujah, that somebody else has somewhat, it may not be identical to my expressions, but somewhat of the same mind to say, you know what, I'm going to do something different this Thanksgiving. I'm going to infuse love in the house. I'm going to cause a stir, praise, and an awakening to who we are one to another, and let gratitude be birthed within the house. Thank God for the provision of the year over the family. Praise the Lamb of God. Over the entire family, the harvest of the year. Praise the Lamb of God. Then you can sit and pray together. Praise the Lamb of God for the harvest in the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ask God's blessings over the young, the children, the babies, the grandchildren. That is the expression I believe that God is looking for from us. Praise the Lamb of God as believers to set the tone, to set the pace within our homes, within our families. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, it is going to be delightful if we can change our way. Praise the Lamb of God and go in a different way. But all of the bickering and arguing and normally that goes on around our tables has to stop. Praise the Lamb of God and in our homes and let it be a joyous occasion. I love you all today. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. You're live in the studio with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 646-564-9818. We just came on for an hour just to give thanks to the Lord for all he has done for us. And you know, Bertha, I've been through the storm and rain. Hallelujah. This past year, praise the Lamb of God. I've been through so many ups and downs. Oh, my goodness, sickness and
amen to that.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. But God has brought me through it all.
Through it all.
The Lord has been faithful. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I give him praise. I give him thanksgiving. Anybody got want to give God some thanksgiving today, push one on your dial and the mic belongs to you. You can give God some praise publicly here. Praise the Lamb of God for what he has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I am grateful. I am grateful. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, I am. I'm just, yes, mighty, mighty grateful. Bertha, I am mighty, mighty grateful for all that the Lord has done and all the Lord is doing. I thank God for my church family. TCA, bless you today. I thank God for each and every one of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I'll say it publicly, and my children, Angel, Joseph, Michael Daniel, Timothy, hallelujah. I love my children. Gabriella, I thank God for all of my children. Princess, I love you. I love you, Daddy. Love you all. Praise the Lamb of God. My grandchildren, I love you all. Praise the Lord. I love my family. I love my children. Praise the Lamb of God. And I love to see them working in the vineyard of the Lord. I love to see, I love to see Joseph sitting there on that piano. I love to see Angel in praise and worship. I love hearing and going to hear Gabriella sing and with choirs and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Then my oldest son is preaching. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. My oldest son is preaching also. Michael Daniel just preached Sunday before last, brought the word over at the church he belongs to. I am grateful to God that God is using my children in that fashion and in that way. Praise the Lamb of God. They could be crackheads. Yes, they could. Hallelujah. Right. They could be on drugs. They could be doing some things. Hallelujah. I could be going to visit one of them behind prison bars. But the Lord has been faithful, and the Lord has been kind and gracious to us. And I am grateful to God. Hallelujah. For for his goodness towards my family. Oh, my goodness. Birth, I got my first time to get a call in the night to come to the emergency room for one of my children. I still have my first time to get a call in the night to go to the police station for one of my children. I still, hallelujah, have not gotten a call in the night, hallelujah, about one of my kids. The Lord has been good all of these years, and my oldest son is 36 years old, and I haven't got a call in the night yet. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I tell you this. These years, praise the Lamb of God, that has gone by, he has kept us. And I am so grateful, praise the Lamb of God, in this Thanksgiving season. I am so grateful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am so grateful, so grateful. My God, I'm just grateful to God for all, hallelujah, that he has done, he has done. If you're here listening to my voice and you want to give remarks about your gratitude to God for how good he has been to you, your family, any aspect of your life, push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and you have that freedom today. But I just thank, praise the Lamb of God, that in this season of Thanksgiving, in this season of Christ's birth, praise the Lamb of God, that the people of God ought to be raising the roof. Yes, we should. We should be raising the roof in Thanksgiving. Praise the Lamb of God. The world go out and they have Thanksgiving Day parades and what have you, and they not celebrating God. And the saints will go down there looking at all the floats, looking at everything, not giving praise to God, just sitting there looking at cartoons and all of that kind of stuff going by. Hallelujah. When it's been God that has kept you. It has been God that has watched over you. Hallelujah. Unless God keep the city is not kept. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the Lord. You better smell the coffee. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo-wee. I am excited. Now, tell me something here, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha, you know, sometimes when we have these expressions of thanksgiving and what have you, some people think we have never been through anything. Tell me something, Bertha. What have you been through, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you're grateful for today? A hard time.
I've been through a lot this year, Prophet, but my major breakthrough of freedom and deliverance, and I thank God for it, because my declaration over my life for this year was my life would never be the same. I was not going into 2014 like I was in 2013. And I have been struggling for about 15 years with a smoking weight. I had it. And I didn't understand why I could not kick this habit. Because I fast, I prayed, I cried, I cried, I prayed, I fast. Nothing was working until you started talking about fear. And the Lord, everywhere I was going, ministers and apostles was just speaking on fear. And fear controlling you. And when you let fear become bigger than God, that's the dominant alter ego. And that's what was happening with me. I had spoke some words in my life before I really came into the full knowledge of God concerning that area of smoking. Those words took life. And when I began to try to break that habit, when I wanted to start getting closer to God, well, those fears rose up and started controlling that area of my life. And I asked God, when I went through this breaking, I couldn't get cold turkey, no withdrawal, no nothing. I laid before God, and I fought that battle. And I'm so drained. I would think you, I think you understand. I think you knew it when you called me that night, because what you said to me was, I remember this much. I just called to see if you got in the land of the living, and I knew I was going to be all right when I heard that. But I battled it. Not only did I face the fears, I conquered the fear. I defeated the fear. I cut the heads off the fear. I cut the head off the nicotine demon. And I walked out the inner hell with my freedom and my victory. That, if God don't do nothing else for me this year, that was more than enough.
My,
I am smoke-free. I didn't have to get no drugs to get off. God delivered me because he put it before me. I said, God, you've been using me. You've studied using me through all this year. How did that happen? And like you said, revelation comes when you've been in a battle. God told me, the more of me that you put in you, and the more of me that I deposited in you, the light in you begins to shine brighter. Everything that was sitting in your loins and the crevices could no longer stay there. It had to surface because the light shining so bright pushed them to the forefront. And as they surfaced to the top, it was up to me to make the choice, either for them to come out or let them go back. And my choice was, as David, I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And when I told God, I trust you, the battle was on. And you see where I'm at today. I'm free.
My God, Bertha, you just made me see something. It's like the bubbling up of the Holy Spirit, the water. The water's bubbling up of the Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, symbolic of water. And the more God pours into us and we allow him to pour into us, the more that grit and the dirt and all of the pollutants that's in us come to the surface, and eventually it boils, like just spills over the top as we keep being refilled and refueled with the Holy Spirit until we become a pure vessel. Oh, my goodness gracious. Right. Then, while you was talking, I saw, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the purging of God, that the light that you was talking about, the more the light shines in you, the more the light of God, the more the darkness is revealed. And then brighter the light get, the darkness has to flee, praise the Lamb of God. The Bible says that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth this not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God has shined his light upon you and filled you with it. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell people this all the time. You cannot sincerely, I'm talking about sincerely, serve God and remain the same. You can't do
it. That's right.
You can't do it sincere from your heart. Serving God, doing God's will, sincerely, and remain the same. A change will come in you. A change will come for you. Praise the Lamb of God. You won't be able to hold on to the things that you once did. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, what a testimony of thanksgiving today. Hallelujah. Somebody else, you might have something you want to share that God has brought you through this year. Hallelujah. That you're so grateful for. Oh, my goodness, I don't know. You're here, praise the Lamb of God, push one on your dial, and you have that opportunity. Oh, here's a caller, praise the Lamb of God. I think this is Lele from Blacklick. Is this Lele?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Prophet.
Good afternoon, Lele. Tell me something. Good, daughter.
I don't know how more I can repeat how thankful and grateful I am to God for where he has brought me out. Over a course of a year, it has literally been a year now since the battle with my health has begun.
And I can
sit here and stand here and say that I have been victorious. And I knew that I was going to be victorious because I was standing on his word. I was standing on his promises. And just everything was just spoken over my life, the prophetic word that's been given to me. I just sit here and every day I look out and I look over everything, not even just the battle with my health, but just the battle with everything that was going on with my personal life last year.
Yeah.
And I just sit here and I'm looking out at the snow. It's snowing here in Columbus. And normally I hate to see snow, But for me, it's beautiful because that's one more day that one more year that God has brought me to, one more season that God has brought me to that I can experience that.
My goodness gracious. And Lily, you know, when you talk, you know, Bertha was talking, and I literally entered into Bertha's testimony, praise the Lamb of God, because I know the woman of God is really telling the 100% truth about what God has done for her. But then when I think about you too, oh my goodness gracious, my mind went back when you started talking about in your personal life, Lily, you went through hell in the last year.
Ooh,
oh
yeah.
My goodness, girl. Woo!
That's literally how it felt. I literally went through hell. I went to hell and back. But you know, and people ask me, it's like, how are you just, people see me now, Prophet, and it's no lie. People see me now and they're like, man, what is it about you? You just look so different. You just seem so different. And all after, I'm like, man, if you went through what I went through, you can't help but to smile. You can't help but to be happy. You can't help but to feel joy. And with the Lord, I can't help it anymore. I can't even have a bad day.
Oh my goodness.
And I try to explain that to people. I'm like, you know, I see people all the time. They get upset over little things. And I'm like, and I get that you're upset. You have the right to be upset. But don't get in your feelings and be all upset and be bad, because God's going to bring you through. If he could bring someone through a battle of cancer, I mean, a battle where the doctors are literally still scratching their heads saying, we don't know how you are still walking and talking and living whole right now.
My God.
Oh, from homeless into a 2,000-plus square foot home that is my own, you know, no one else's. I don't know what to tell people. I don't know what to say. I'm like, you know, I've been there. I've been where you are. Just hold on, have faith, and be obedient to the word of God. And just know that what he has for you is not going to lead you off of a cliff. What the enemy is using for bad, God has meant for good. Just know that it will turn around. It will. It has to.
Yes,
that's not
Lord.
The life he meant for any of us.
Yes, Lord. Lily, I remember you went through the period of losing a place to live. Boy, and you don't know how heavy my heart was for you during that season. I was like, Lord, this woman is outdoors and her baby, and your sister, I believe it was, opened her door to you. I mean, week after week, girl, it was like you was marching through the woods of life, just a wilderness, and seemed like there was nothing for you to grab hold to, but God kept speaking. God kept saying what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. And you are a prophetic, I'm telling you, you're the prophetic truth, praise the Lamb. I'm just going to say, you're the prophetic truth, I tell you. When it comes down to your living, your health, and all that you have been through, you're the prophetic truth. Because I'm telling you, my God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God, and he set you up on public display, and you stood through it all. You stood through it. I'm sure you had your crying moments. I'm sure you had your moments of confusion and despair. But faith, praise the Lamb of God, somehow made it through. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, to hear your testimony afresh is just a wonder to me. I'm just amazed that what God has done for you. And just, oh my goodness, what an awesome, awesome, awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, boy, oh boy, what a joy it is to be able to share, praise the Lamb of God, about the hard times of your life. Yeah, and have gratitude in the end. Did you hear what she said, Bertha? She said she really don't like it when it snows. But now when it snows, it looks so beautiful to her because
that's my testimony.
Me too.
I don't like it. But when I see it, it's beautiful. And I thank God for it.
Boy, I tell you the truth, praise the Lord. God has a way of making ugly pretty.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
God has
yes,
a way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of making things turn around in your eyes, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious, what an awesome, awesome God we serve. Oh, my goodness, I am just so grateful to him that I've been able to live and be a part of you guys' lives to be able to experience it. And I used to tell you all sometimes on the radio, you all don't know what these shows are doing for me. It was exercising my faith and trust and dependency on the prophetic word that God was giving me for you all, that I had to hold to these words and believe the word with you. Praise the Lamb of God. That God was going to do what he said he was going to do. My goodness gracious. Woo! Awesome in my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love him today. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I know a lot of people are cooking. I know a lot of people are listening to me via the internet today. Praise the Lamb of God. Due to the fact that you're cooking and cleaning and going about and doing some are still shopping and this, that, another to make Thanksgiving what it ought to be. But let me just pause and say, I bless every table. I bless every home of our listeners, for those that's on our page. Hallelujah. I bless each of you today. And I pray that your Thanksgiving be one that you can commemorate and remember for the rest of your lives. Praise the Lamb of God. Spirit of Christ, enters your home, enters your fellowship, and give you guys joy unspeakable. I just want to say that before I move any further. I really want you, praise the Lamb of God, to be able, hallelujah, to have an experience with God on Thanksgiving Day because of your gratitude and your level of gratitude that you have for what God has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, let me just say a couple of things here. Of course, praise the Lamb of God. We're celebrating 4 years of PSMI, praise the Lamb of God, and that is being done on our page and what have you. Praise God. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's that when I reflect back on PSM from where we started from to where we are now, my soul leaps and rejoices. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, thank you. We are so unique, you know, because we didn't start, praise the Lamb of God, as a church, and then the church moved into something. The Lord told me, I don't want you to use nobody in your ministry. I'm going to give you people from around this country, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to bring together, praise the Lamb of God, to make this thing do what it needs to do. He told me, I have people all over this country, and God started gravitating us together, praise the Lamb of God, and I tell you, he has done a marvelous thing, praise the Lamb of God, and I thank and praise God for each of you in every aspect, praise the Lamb of God, a role that you have played in the 4 years with Prophet Shakespeare Ministry. Whether you came in today, yesterday, last year, or was there from day one. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I shout hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Still, the day that angel, praise the Lamb of God, called me and said, Dad, I made you a page on Facebook. And I went and looked at it, and I sat there and looked at it, and I got off the page and went on about my business. Came back. Some months later, Bertha, and looked at the page, and people, about 30, 40 people had joined the page, and I had never said nothing on the page. And all I said was the first words I put on Facebook, on Prophet Shakespeare Ministry page, was, glory to the Lamb of God. and 200
right.
people. 200 people responded to it.
Yes, they did.
Glory to the Lamb of God. That's all I said. And 200 people responded to it. And then the Lord spoke to me and said, if you minister to the people on this page, I'll bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know what? Hallelujah. The Lord has been good. That's all I can say. The Lord has been good. Hallelujah. And he's continuing to be good to me. And I'm just so grateful for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. And many of you who have decided to bless me in a monetary way on the page. Thank you so much for every gift. I am so grateful that I can be loved by you and on that level. Thank you so much, each of you. I praise God for you. Thank you. And those of you who would like to show expressions, you can go to psmintl.org. And there you will see the donate button and just follow the prompts. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, again, we're going to have Pastor Apostle Stephen Hezekiah Walker back on the show. Praise the Lamb. I call him Hezekiah Walker Jones. Praise the Lamb of God. Hezekiah Jones is going to be with us. Praise the Lamb of God. To continue in that apostolic teaching. I also just recommended him to teach on the fivefold ministry in January at the Western Hotel for the January Intercessory Prayer Conference that William H. Murphy Ministries is going to have there, which I work with them also in helping them to do the educational portions of it. So all of these classes, like 2022 classes that's going to be taught, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I had a lot to do with them yesterday as we put them together. I chose all the instructors for them and what have you, my recommendations. I haven't got a response back from Bishop Murphy yet, but I'm sure they're going to go through. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time at the Western Hotel. There, praise them, the first full week of January. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in January, the first full week of January. Boy, it's going to be a wonderful time at the Western Hotel. We're also, praise the Lamb of God, going to do some many things next year. I want to have Angel and I are working on, praise the Lamb of God, a mini conference that's going to take place, praise the Lamb of God, here in Detroit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For those that's around in this area, praise the Lamb of God, who can get there. We're going to do that with a school of ministry attached to it. They're asking me again to do the School of the Prophets. Praise the Lamb of God, which I did for, 8 to 10 weeks on Monday or Tuesday night I did. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, which was so, it was so gratifying for so many. Praise the Lamb of God from so many different walks of life. So we're planning on doing things like that. Praise the Lamb of God in the new year also. Praise the Lord, and coming to a place near you as best we can. We're working it out, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can go around the country doing the many conferences. All we need is a host church and a pastor who's willing to sow into the idea, and I promise you, we will be there, praise the Lamb of God, to do a night or two. Praise the Lamb of God, no more than two nights. One night is preferred, praise the Lamb of God. A night and a Saturday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning classes, praise the Lamb, things of that nature, and do a mini conference. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful time we're going to have in the new year. We're scheduling some things right now, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can make it make this work. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I am just elated. Praise the Lamb of God to have again. Praise the Lamb of God. The best group of people. I just want you to know, PSM, I don't want to start messing up. I'll mess up our education department, our intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Our administrators, praise the Lamb of God. Our support teams, thank you so much. Thank you so much for all you have done, all that you do, praise the Lamb of God, to bring a special kind of spirit, praise the Lamb of God, love and joy, inspiration to the page every day of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God for each of you, for all that you do. Praise the Lamb of God. My heart is just filled with gratitude right now towards each of you. Thank each of you for your extra efforts of support in any kind of way. Thank you for the gathering, for all of you who supported the gathering in more ways than one. Some of you worked, gave, paid your way, did everything. I just want to say thank you from the depths of my heart on behalf of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost and myself. We are grateful to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have done. Praise the Lamb of God. That has to go. Praise the Lamb of God. That has to be said. And so I wanted to say that. People of God, let me tell you something. I'm learning more and more in this season, praise the Lamb of God, when God has you in a place doing a specific work, praise the Lamb of God, in a specific season, that he's setting you up for a blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I don't want you to fall out of your place premature that you missed the blessing. Because even during these 4 years, there have been times that I wanted to walk away. There have been times I didn't want to do. There have been times I didn't want to function. Praise the Lamb of God. Just out of humane feelings. But I promise you, if you be faithful unto God, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord will. Hallelujah. Bless you. The Lord will see you through. The Lord will do something special for you. Hallelujah. I'm saying this out of pure experience. God will do it for you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I am just so filled with love and joy right now when I really consider all that God has done for us. And all that he's doing for us even now is just overwhelming to me. Hallelujah, people of God. Hallelujah. The books we've written just are and still got several more on the burner. Praise the Lamb of God that haven't even come off the press yet. I just got a note from the Amazon people. Somehow our IBSN number, it's been confused or compromised, and two orders came in for the same book by two different people. And that's because Angel ordered it, and then Prophet Malcolm ordered it, and it confused Amazon. At least this is what they're telling me. And that's been the holdup on our new print. Praise the Lamb of God, to fall on your knees. And I really want to get that into your hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Our new book will be out soon. I really want it. You know I want it for the Christmas season. Praise the Lamb. Many could use it as stocking stuffers or as a book to give their pastor or someone who they know who loves Christian reading. And so I just want you all to know the book is finished. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just working through the red tape to get it to our door. But the book is complete. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it will be on Amazon as well as all the other books also. Praise God. That's the way we're working it right now. So the Lord is blessing in that area also. I'm just thankful to God. I'm telling you, the church is on the uprise. I'm just grateful for all that God is doing. And the Lord just keeps telling me about witnessing and the empowerment and the endowment that he's going to place on the church ministry. That, is going to be powerful. Hallelujah. And he's bringing people back into the ministry in order for this to take place. And you're going to see this yourselves, people of God, hallelujah, as we start taking the city for Jesus Christ, hallelujah, winning the loss at any cost. We're going to start doing it. Just watch me follow the directives of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God, and you're going to see a greater type of ministry coming forth out of us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful to God, people. I am just grateful to God because God decided to use a little boy running around the streets of Pulaski and 16th in Chicago, Illinois. This a God thing, Bertha. Hallelujah. Lily, this a God. God decided to do it, not me.
Yes,
the Lord. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
And I'm just so grateful for him that he snatched me as a branch from the eternal burning as a young lad, praise the Lamb of God, and decided that he would use me in the way that he has. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, and it has been rich. But the Lord said it's finna get richer. It's finna get thicker. The cloud is about to increase. And he's about to do more in and through us. And that alone excites me, that God is not through with me yet. Even when I look at myself and say, Lord, maybe it's time for me to sit down. The Lord said, no, it's time for you to run. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's time for you to go forth and even do more than I have ever done. And I am just praying. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To be used of God. To be used of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be used of God is such a precious blessing to me. God desires to use you. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So we give him praise and we give him honor and we give him adoration in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. My God, what an awesome, awesome time it is, praise the Lamb of God, when you can see the workings of God in your life, when you can sense and know, oh, my goodness, that God is there and he's working it out for you. What an awesome we serve. People of God, praise the Lamb of God, it's been wonderful. Our hour has expired again. Praise the Lamb. Just 1 hour today of just gratitude, hallelujah, and gratefulness for the goodness of God on this Thanksgiving. Listen, if you're going to cook, make sure you stay in the kitchen. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't cook and go to bed. Don't turn on the stove and lay down. Mama said when you turn on that stove, you stay in that kitchen until you turn it off. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're going to drive, you don't drink. If you're going to drink, you don't drive. Hallelujah. Live in safety one for another. I love you. I bless you all. Have an awesome, awesome Thanksgiving Day. We won't be here tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving Day. But our love is with you. Our arms are about you. I'm in every house blessing every table in the name of Jesus. I love you all. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you, Lily, for being here. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on and do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. Walk in victory.